listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today's October 1st, 2018. All right, guys, welcome to the Fall Seasonal Special. That's right, 2018 Fall Seasonal Special. This is our biggest show of the year. This takes the most time to make. This is my favorite show, guys. So if you are interested in Fall Seasonal products, this is the place for you. So a little bit about the Fall Seasonal Special. We'll talk about it in depth. What this is a catch-all place for all vendor products for the season. It's not an endorsement. It's not really a review because I haven't tried all of the stuff. I have tried some of it, and I will mention if I did when I start talking about the products. This year was a big year. It is our largest year for vendor participation, meaning I've never seen so many vendors get involved in fall seasonal products. And it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a long one. Also, we have a vendor with a shaving brush. We also have a new razor. We have a lot of stuff coming out today. So it's going to be a pretty fast-paced show. But we're going to have some fun with it as well. Also, another thing about the Fall Seasonal Special, if you are a vendor and you did not see your product featured, please let me know. You can send it on email. I'll send it on the next show. I have a database of 91 vendors right now that I use. And basically, guys, because of my time constraints, because this does take a while, I give each vendor 90 seconds to 2 minutes each to search and find their stuff. If I can't find it within 90 seconds, then it's unfortunately I won't be able to do it. So word of advice to vendors and stuff, if you didn't see your stuff on this actual special, one, make it easier on your website to see. Two, let me know if you have anything coming out after the show as well, and I could definitely post it on a future show. So without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. All right, so we're talking about a Wolfman razor just came out, and that's right, a Wolfman has come out with a new razor. Now, that stuff doesn't come out too often, right? Wolfman comes out with items. It's very hard to find in stock. But you want to know something? This one's pretty something to be exciting about. This has been in the works for over a year. That's right, over a year, because we've talked about Wolfman for quite some time now regarding this new razor. This is based on the old BBS-1 design. If you guys know about the BBS-1, we talked about it in Sharpology. We talk about it here quite often as well. The BBS-1 was one of probably the most popular razors on the higher end to try and get for the last few years. This one's based on the design, but it's a whole new design. I got to catch up with James via email. We talked, we kind of went and discussed about what the new razor is coming out as, Gap and everything like that. It's really exciting. We're going to put it all together on like a little article, and I'm going to have it come out very soon. So check it out, guys. Wolfman, the WR2 is coming out. Pictures are online. I put a picture in the show notes, and it's going to be available in stainless steel, and I think it's going to be available in titanium too. Don't quote me on that, but I did see it on the site, so check them out. All right, guys, without further delay, let's get on with the artisan products. All right. So Barrister and Man is back with Hallows. That's right. Hallows is back, and it's better than ever. Yes, it is right. That scent is back to normal. It sends, well, back to normal, I would say it's back in general. The scent is, it's... Whoa. Look, what happened with that? Where'd that come from? That was an owl. So the scent is, it reminds me of the first year, I think, more along the lines of a combination of the first and second year. Very similar. I think the splash is probably one of the best. I did buy this. I did just get it in recently. So it came in on Friday, and this is for the show. But it's available now to the general public. If you didn't pre-order it, you can buy it today on the first, probably around noon. That's when Barrister Man does releases. So Velveteer, Oak Moss, Black Pepper, and Cedar. Hints of cocoa as well with this. It's just a nice fall scent. Reminds you of Halloween. Kind of like a dampish type, dreary type scent. But with a little upbeat too. The aftershave is very impressive. It's lasting all day. I put it on yesterday morning. I still have it kind of on my my hands when I smell. So, I mean, it's a long time. As soon as I take a shower, maybe it goes away. But it's a lasting scent, and that's what Barrister & Man's known for. So good stuff right there. Hallows, if you haven't tried it, AS and soap. And also, there is a EDP as well. Nocturne has come back after a four-year hiatus. That's right, Nocturne, which is one of the original seasonal scents for Barrister and Man, which the scent is about it's pretty different. It's apples, fallen leaves, wood smoke, and a little bit of cinnamon to it, right? It'll be available until December 31st, so check it out on the site. It's also many other retailers have it too, the ones that partners with Barrister and Man. And Levithon is back as always. Aftershave and EDT. It is a beautiful soap with Russian leather coffee sandalwood. I've had it before, and that'll be available until the 31st as well. Remember, guys, all the links to the show notes are for these vendors and for these items are actually in the show notes. So when you read it, you can just click on it, and it'll take you right to the page. Mike's Natural Soap. If you're not familiar with Mike's, Mike is the original artisan, one of the first soap artisans out there. He's been around for about 8-9 years. I remember it was my first artisan soap. So I always check his site every year to make sure he's got something good. Been making soap for a long time, and Sweet Pumpkin Spice is back again. This scent is a delicious combination of pumpkin, vanilla, ginger, and brown sugar. So reminiscences of a pumpkin pie topped with whipped cream. Now he's available in a tub instead of the tin, so he does tubs instead of the tin or the bars that they used to do. So rose, and he also has a rose patchouli and cedarwood, which is a sweet and delicate rose, kind of rose rounds out of a salt woody base. And it's a really like another one of those damp type scents. Really nice stuff. Kind of has a little woodsy feel to it too. Check that out as well. And Vanulet, yes, this is right. If you get if you want to talk about presentation on soaps, you got to give them a 10 plus 10 because every time I buy one of their soaps, you open it up and it's just beautiful inside. A coffee pumpkin latte and AS is coming out as well. So coffee pumpkin latte soap and aftershave. I've bought this one. It smells like a pumpkin latte. I'm going to be honest with you. It smells just like you would go to Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts and smell a pumpkin latte. It's made with real pumpkin juice and coffee powder. The presentation is very nice. You go inside this little pumpkin soap inside of it, and it looks like it was used with a pastry bag. I mean, everything they do over here is nice. And it's perfect for those who love the seasonal drinks. So if you're a pumpkin latte fan and you're one of those people that just can't live without it, this is a soap for you that you can enjoy during the fall season as well. The scent is nice and sweet. It's also the aftershave is nice as well. It's not overbearing, but you will kind of smell like coffee, so remember that too. Oktoberfest soap is coming out with three different scents from Vanulet. It is caramel apple bock, vanilla oak blonde, and pumpkin smash. Again, these items do contain real apple and vanilla. This is perfect for fall festivals. Big Oktoberfest fan here. I live right down the street from a German club, which does a huge one every year, and I always look forward to it. Pine Umpkin Soap. Now, this is a different scent that I haven't seen before, but I know that it's been there for a while. It's been there for about a month. Made with real pumpkin juice as well as pumpkin puree. Top notes of pineapple and a little bit of, you get a little pine to it. So pineapple and pumpkin and pine. Okay? Limited edition, pretty cool. Sounds interesting. I definitely check that out when I get a chance. A pumpkin bread soap. So the pumpkin bread soap NAS is coming out. This scent is a strong pumpkin with notes of nutmeg and allspice. Limited edition as well. Also, she's come out with the sweet autumn pie, which is basically a perfect reminiscence of pumpkin pie with a warming touch of cinnamon and clove. They've added real pumpkin as usual, and you got to make sure that don't eat this, as there's a disclaimer, you cannot eat the soap, and it has a little maple too they had to finish off. All right, wet shaving products. Next up, wet shaving products. They have come out with the rustic shaving soap pumpkin pie scent, which is previously called pumpkin spice. It is now a little bit different to smell. Excuse me. See, I'm talking about tasting it. To smell more like a pumpkin pie. That's right. So it's a pumpkin pie soap. If you're not wet shaving products is a company based out of the West Coast, California. Great stuff. They do quite a few scents, and they do have other products too. So if you haven't checked them out, check those guys out too. Pumpkin pie soap and aftershave. Wet the Face. That's right. Wet the Face has come out with an autumn soap and AS. Now this company, if you're not familiar with them, they come out with a really nice Christmas soap every year too, which I try to get. I try to get on the pre-order with their Christmas time soap, which just smells like a Christmas tree and just everything you think about Christmas all on an actual soap. He does a great job with that. He does do a good job with the autumn soap as well. It's more along the lines of vanilla bean, apple cider, cinnamon spice with a little sponge sugar, which really gives it like a nice cozy fall atmosphere, right? And it actually brings forth that what the description says, it would bring forth cozy autumn memories. So very cool. This is the 4.0 formula, fourth year in a row. We wish them very good luck. Wet the Face, that's right, wettheface.com. Sterling soap. If you guys are not familiar with Sterling, you haven't been in the business very long. They are a very good long-term vendor for artisan products, as in soap and air aftershaves. They do cool brushes as well. Most of their stuff is affordable. So, I mean, if you go on their site, Sterling is definitely a great website. Has a lot of stuff that we can... I remember buying a Kong brush back in the day, and it was only about 15 or 16 bucks. 26 millimeter synthetic brush. It was great. Perfect. I still have it, I think. Well, enough of the small talk. Sterling has their pumpkin spice back. Pumpkin spice soap and AS. Their pumpkin spice is back to being the spicy version of 2014. They changed it a couple years. They brought it back to the original recipe. So last year they used more kind of like a maple syrupy type scent. They had some feedback issues, so they brought it back to the previous, which gives it more spice and definitely smells more pumpkiny. So that, good luck on that, and great job bringing it back to the original scent. A hot apple cider soap and AS. That's right, hot apple cider, remnants of a nice hot apple cider, a glass of cider on a cold autumn day. It doesn't get too cold here in Florida, unfortunately, but for you guys up north, you know what I'm talking about. So apple, cinnamon, and clove make a perfect shave as the weather turns cool and the trees turn. Can't beat that description. All right, autumn glory soap and aftershave, a difficult aroma to put in words. Imagine walking through the damp woods on a brisk fall morning with fall leaves in their autumn glory. So, I mean, that just sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like a great time as well. And Red Delicious. This scent is a sneaky one that bites from an apple at a pick-your-own farm. Whoa. So if you guys are up north, or you're up in New England area or the middle colonies area, you'd know more along the lines of apple picking and stuff. Down here in Florida, we know orange picking. But you guys have apple picking going on right now. And this scent is meant to is supposed to give you that actual feeling that you're just picking apples and biting into them. So really cool. It's rich and sweet and fills your senses with freshness. So that's Sterling, guys. Sterling.com. If you haven't checked them out, long-term vendor. Great stuff. Good product quality. Excuse me. All right. We have Uncle John's soap, pumpkin spice, and AS soap. We get ready for fall with Uncle John's pumpkin spice scent. This mild, soothing scent features notes of pumpkin, clove, vanilla, and allspice that will remind you of coffee shops in the fall. Uncle John's also does a lot of other products in soap. Big time soap maker. He does hand soap, everything else you can think of. I think he does shampoo soap, everything, hair soap, whatever you can think of soap, he does it. He has a brick and mortar shop too as well. So check him out, UncleJohnSoapCompany.com. All right, another good vendor coming up, Ginger's Garden. She has a maple toddy soap and aftershave. Maple toddy shaving soap with warm Vermont maple syrup, rich creamy vanilla, hot buttered rum, and smooth fragrant amber with a caramelized sugar note. This soap is based on a maple toddy, which is a alcoholic drink. Yeah. And it just sounds great. The description's awesome. So check her out, gingersgarden.com. Chiseled Face. All right, Chiseled Face has come out with cedar and spice aftershave and soap. This is an entire line of essential oils. I'll just tell you all the essential oils that are in it. It has cedar, a Haitian velveteen, patchouli, black pepper, juniper berries, lime, clove, and ginger. And wow, that's just got a lot going on. Sounds like a really good drink, to be honest. And it's going to definitely have a nice little essence of cedar. If you guys are not familiar with Chiseled Face, he does quite a few soaps, a lot with the essential oil, so there's a lot of scent to it, and different scents as well. Very impressed with the product. I've used many products from Chiseled Face in the past, and very, very happy with them. And now, here comes the big one. All right, guys, one of the big releases of the wet shaving world is Holy Black. The last 2 years, they have done some pretty solid releases, okay, with Halloween products. They put a lot of time and effort into them. They start them in the summer And actually, after speaking to Stefan, he starts in October-ish of the year before to start making the year the next year. Okay, so right after Halloween, he already starts planning his next Halloween release, believe it or not. And it takes him a long time. This year, they did not disappoint. There's a Jekyll and Hyde box set. This comes with four products, right? And a soap. So four aftershaves and a soap. And in a very nice wooden box that's handmade. Everything's done handmade. Everything, it seems to be, it was hand-printed. Wax on the bottles, everything, all that good stuff. Velveteer and wood. And these scents are really, are designed to work with each other or work against or work alone. So basically, if you check out the site, I was very impressed with what I saw. And I could not believe that the actual chemical variety can, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm just kind of rambling. But it's like you can blend them and they'll work together and not blend them, and there's different scent profiles. It's really kind of confusing, but check out the website. Now, this set is going to be a little bit more on the pricey side. It is $189.99, but it will be available roughly October 5th at midnight. So if you're interested and this is something that you want, I would definitely be on the mouse at 12 o'clock or 11:45, because these sets usually sell probably within 5 minutes, and they end up being resold online for like 4 or 5 times price, and you'll see them on raffles and stuff like that. So if you're interested in one, be there, start clicking. A lot of guys right now probably want to throw something at their computer or at their phone, because I said that, but that's the truth. So go for it. All right, Declaration Grooming has returned. Formerly L&L Grooming, Declaration Grooming has brought back Darkfall. That's right. Darkfall is a it's like a spicy oriental design to capture the spirit of fall in the South. Whoa. Boy, that just happened. I think I have a ghost in the house. Anyway, it's more of a spicy design to capture a southern fall, which is a little different than a northern fall because we don't get all those those leaves and stuff like that. So he has a garwood amber to get that warm base of cinnamon and clove and top notes, and just to leave the smell of burning leaves that heralds the arrival of fall in Georgia. So I guess Georgia gets leaves, Florida doesn't. So really interesting scent. I've had this before. I think he's produced this a few years. It's awesome. Dilvertir is the next step in evolution or de-evolution, depending on your perspective, of marshlands of an unapologetic velveteer scent. This is not the type of velveteer that you would take home to meet your parents. This is a type of velveteer that will take you out, show you things you've never seen, and introduce you to debauchery found in your wildest imaginings. And there it is, Velveteer Soap and AS. That is something, just that description alone means you're probably going to get in trouble using it, but you know what? It might be a fun night. Harmony Soap and Aftershave. It is a harmonious accord of ancient ceremonial elements of and botanical harvests that have been revered for millennia. So, that's the description of the soap. Check it out. It's supposed to make you happy, right? Harmony melds these together in perfect union for soothing incense note that is both familiar and unique, powdery yet earthy, and utterly inspiring. That is the description, and just that alone grabbed my interest as well. So very interesting stuff, and really don't know what it smells like, but it sounds nice, right? It sounds harmonious. So that is that concludes Declaration Grooming. If you guys haven't checked them out, formerly L&L Grooming, declarationgrooming.com, makes some really good shaving brushes too. And next up, guys, is Holy Cow. Holy Cow has Pasha's Pride, which is a brand new scent made from donkey milk, water, buffalo milk, whey, shea butter, and lanolin, some hops extract as well. So it's as you guys know, if you've ever tried Holy Cow, they like to use different types of tallow. So they've been using a donkey milk formula for a while, water buffalo milk, wherever they're getting this stuff, great, because they do have very nice performing stuff. A blend of essential oils, they're creating a symphony of notes from a fall, appropriate for fall and winter. Top notes are lime, grapefruit, tangerine, with heart notes of leather, tobacco, spices, and sandalwood as well. Not bad at all. Sounds pretty cool. Holy Cow. This will be coming out next week, I believe the 5th. So we'll be seeing that coming out soon, and it will be limited as well. Mystic Water has come out with their pumpkin spice soap. An American thing, pumpkin pie with just the right amount of cinnamon, nutmeg, and cardamom. Fragrance and lanolin. So, yes, that's right. Mystic Water has their pumpkin spice soap. It is available now. And Fuzzy Face has Fuzzy Face soaps, if you haven't checked them out. Nice XD store there. Pumpkin Souffle, which is more of along the lines of a balanced, nutty, and luxuriously sweet with elegantly spiced. So, lighter on the spice notes, unlike pumpkin pies, and more upon the nuttiness of it. And he also came out with cinnamon sticks, which features top notes of butter, sweet icing, and warm baked bread. So that's Fuzzy Face Soaps. It's an Etsy store. Been around for a few years, so check them out as well. And unfortunately, Local Gent Shaving Company, we will talk about them for the last time because they have officially closed. They came out with Blackmore Soap and Aftershave just because of their customer demand. Now, if you remember, guys, a few weeks ago, we talked about Local Gent shutting down for good. They're closing down their business. But after their fans and their customers came to them saying they would like one more year of the Blackmore soap and aftershave, they decided to do one last run. I did get in on the run. I'm waiting for mine to get delivered. This is the final run before the company closes, which will be official as soon as they sell their last soap or two. The scent of sandalwood, fresh pine, patchouli, sweet musk, and dark amber fill the air, but it's too late. Unleash your inner beast with our limited edition scent for fall. A scent so good, it will take a silver bullet to put you down. And I've never experienced this scent before. And since I knew they were kind of closing down, I decided to get in on it. So I'll let you guys know how it is. But yeah, it is sad to see some vendors go. And every year, I'll be honest, I do see probably about 4 or 5, maybe 6 vendors down. And but we also add about 4, 5, or 6 vendors as well. So Local Gen, if you're listening, good luck. Thank you for doing this last final run of your fall seasonal soap. All right, guys, this is a shaving brush talk. We're going to talk about a shaving brush here. Paladin Shaving, the 2018 limited edition shave brush, will be available by the time you're listening to this podcast. So check it out. There's 4 sizes. It's kind of like built like a little pumpkin, like a scary carved pumpkin. 4 sizes, 24 millimeter, 26, 28, and 30 millimeter sizes, available on October 1st. So if you're going to pre-order, get it now. That is the Paladin Shaving 2018 limited edition Halloween brush. And Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements has come out with Atomic Pumpkin Soap, Aftershave Deodorant, and more. So a ton of stuff on this one and a ton of variety. So if you wanted to try and you want to get the trifecta or more than the trifecta, it's available. So it's our Atomic Pumpkin Bay Rum is steeped in a classic pumpkin pie spices for up to 6 weeks before the batch is complete. All spice, ginger, cinnamon, and nutmeg, minus the clove, plus the bay rum. And really, it's just got a little bit of a top note of orange, but more of blood orange as well. This is, Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. They're bay rum kings over there. You know, guys, they always come out with some releases. They're probably going to have some more fall releases as well, but at the time that I was making this, this is all that they had up. But, you know, give props to Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements for the innovation, coming out with something new every year and keeping it real. Everything they do, all their scents and stuff, is pretty top-notch. So check them out, guys. PhoenixArtisanAccoutrements.com. All right, and that concludes. That is it. What a year. This is so many items this year. I'm telling you, it's insane on how much actual fall products I got to find. I was actually really impressed and very happy to do the show. It's one of my favorite shows that I do ever, and the last 3 years have been a lot of fun. So I hope you guys enjoy it. As always, if you have any questions, email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And also, I put in links for the previous year, so I have 2017 and 2016 fall seasonal specials. You can see how they evolved. You can also see what's kind of the trend, you know, the recent trends and what's been sticking around. Some guys, some vendors keep, some vendors get rid of it, some vendors try something new stuff, some people go back to the original one. So it's really interesting to see how we've evolved as a wet shaving family, really, and how much stuff has changed in the last 3 years. So check them out if you get a chance. They're all about 25, 30 minutes each. So, guys, what's in store for the podcast? Well, we've got a 2018 year in review. That will be coming up in December. We're talking about the whole year, a brief description of every show, and the winter seasonal special, which will be coming out in the end of November, right after Thanksgiving. Remember, guys, I got that survey up again. So if you want to check out that survey, I have the link in the show notes. And don't forget, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59. Most of all, you guys, the listeners, because without you, there would be no podcast, and I wouldn't be talking here every other week. So, guys, thanks again for listening. Our next show will be 10/15. That's right, October 15th, 2018. Don't forget to check out my blog site, shavestraightandsafe.com, for tips and interesting stories. And feel free to contact me at any time at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. Also, check out my YouTube channel where at the end of the show notes where there's a link and you can check out for videos with interesting wet shaving stuff. Interested in sponsoring an episode? Always contact me. And if you're a vendor and want to be featured on the show, contact me as well. Next show will be 10/15/18. That's October 15th, 18, as mentioned. And until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.